And welcome back to our Cabinet Design Pella Radio postgame show on 92.1 KBLS. Pella Christian wins 49-40 on top of Pekin. And we are here with our player of the game, 17 points for sophomore Carly Anderson. First of all, welcome to our broadcast booth. Congratulations. What does it mean to be winning and moving on to the playoffs?
Really nice. Nice to get everyone scored. I think everyone who played scored. It was nice to see. Really cool for me since obviously I get to step up since Witz is gone, but... yeah, really cool feeling.
Well, and, you know, take us through that kind of, you know, what this team has had to do since she's left, because that's been a huge question mark for you, right? Obviously, after she left, you lost a lot of games. What have you and the other guards been working on in practice to try and fill that void? And obviously, here tonight, your shooting was well.
Well, obviously, Witz is a big scorer for us. And in practice, it's been a lot of shooting. Coach has been telling us we need to step up, shoot the ball. Lots of practicing, just getting lots of shots off, lots of reps and stuff, because... yeah, obviously Witz was a pretty good scorer for us, and we just need to step up in other ways because Allison can't do it all for us.
Well, and tonight you ended up picking up the slack. What was working for you, and what was it like out there what you were seeing and that allowed you to have some of those open shots?
Well, the way they play that 2-3, an easy pass back after just good assist by my team. Just Avery had some good looks, just looking for me, dribble driving far enough that it sucks the defense in enough to – get it out for me, and just confidence in putting the ball up.
And what's it like? At what point did you realize, wow, I'm starting to feel it here a little bit? Because it looked like you were more and more confident with each shot you took.
Yeah, because the first two fell, I think, and that third one kind of obviously didn't fall for me. And then, it's just confidence in you miss, you're going to miss some, you're going to make some. And obviously, I made a few, so.
Well, yeah. You did. You end up making five, and you get 17 points. You know, this team has lost eight in a row, and it's been a really tough stretch here with some really, really good teams. How does it feel to get a win here, to kind of show how good you are, even though you've had all those losses? And what does it mean confidence-wise just to get back on the right side of the scoreboard and to be able to celebrate something with your team?
Well, obviously, like, losing that many in a row just kind of beat you down a little bit, but having – to step up in like new places, me and lots of other sophomores and stuff, because from playing JV at the beginning of the year and now just stepping up into like a more critical role in the varsity team, just obviously we're new at this and we're gonna make mistakes, which is obviously why we lost quite a few in a row, but getting another win just feels good and gets the confidence to know that we can do it, and hopefully we can do it again.
I thought it was a key point in this season was the Van Meter game where Allison didn't play either. And then last week at Pella, where obviously you had a tough game against Oskaloosa. What about those two games in particular gave some of you other players, quote-unquote, that confidence, knowing that you could do some things well with your top two players off the floor? And it seems like that's helped fuel some opportunities for you and Jocelyn in particular.
Yeah, it's just really, like coaches have always said, like, it's our time to like step up. It, with leading scorers out, it's time for... we can prove to ourselves and prove to everybody else that we can score, we can come out, and obviously we have lost quite a few in a row, but we're getting better and we're gaining our confidence, and that's just going to lead us higher and higher. And obviously that Van Meter game, it did stink not having Allison and everything, but I think that allowed like Ann Evelyn, she got some good playing time, just some quality like experience, which is something that it's good for all of us as sophomores.
Well, and we're here with Carly Anderson, who scored 17 points to win over Pekin, 49-40. The road doesn't get any easier. You got a ranked team in West Branch, but this team has seen a lot of good teams throughout the season. How does the Little Hawkeye Conference prepare you for a game like Friday and the speed of the game that you anticipate?
Well, obviously, like, having to play hard teams like that, like DCG and Grinnell and Indianola and all like that, we know what we have to do. And just like the intensity level, I think prepares us very well for tournament play, because like obviously West Branch is pretty good record and stuff, but you never know, like our record doesn't actually reflect like our season, since obviously we play some pretty hard teams and stuff. But I think, we get pushed during the regular season, and that helps us in the postseason.
What do you think is the biggest key this Friday to pulling off the upset and keeping your season alive? Probably more of that, right?
Yeah, probably. Just stepping up and shooting it. Like, obviously, I did well at that tonight, but, like, Claire, Jocelyn, Emery, all of them, just I know that they can. And we just need that to happen in order to pull off the win on Friday.
That's Carly Anderson, our player of the game, and our Cabinet Zanapella Radio postgame show. Carly, congratulations on the win. Congratulations on the first radio interview with Grandma and Grandpa and the whole family watching here. I know that's really exciting. I appreciate your time, and all the best to you on Friday.
Yes, thank you.
We'll wrap it up here from Pella Christian High School after this on KRLS.
Again, for Concept by Iowa Hearing. If you think you need hearing help, call 866-443-2724. Tell them the old February lover sent you.
Our tulip.